The United Nations General Assembly declared the period 2011 to 2020 as the United Nations Decade on Biodiversity. The goal of a Decade on Biodiversity is that to support the implementation of the Action Plan for Biodiversity and to promote its overall vision of living in harmony with nature. To echo this project, our museum has opened a new permanent exhibition gallery on biodiversity in an effort to raise public appreciation on the beauty of nature and their awareness about the importance of biodiversity conservation.
Why is biodiversity important?
Usually we explore biodiversity in three levels. One is genes, species, and ecosystems. These three levels of biodiversity work together to create the complexity of life on Earth. Biodiversity not only relates to us and also relates to all living things. Each organism within an ecosystem serves important functions. They help balance the Earth ecology, which preserves the existence of all life on Earth.
For this biodiversity gallery, is it specifically related to the biodiversity in Hong Kong, or is it on a global scale?
Because
I know that you have four themes and you have over 40 exhibits.
Yes. For both, we have a theme on local biodiversity. We also have theme on variety in the world. We have another section about the changes through time, which will be talked about the evolution. And we also have one quite special area we call Nature Lab that visitors can have some hands-on experiment there, and we organize some workshops there. And about the local biodiversity, you will find information on some endemic species of plants and animals, as well as wildlife habitats such as woodlands and sandy beaches in Hong Kong. And the second one is variety in the world. We talk about the huge variety of the world's life form here. And the journey, you will start in the African savanna. You will meet a giraffe, the impala, and the pink zebra, and observe the special plants growth in there. And then we'll go to South America. You will enter a forest trail and find information about the flora and fauna in the Amazon rainforest. Mm-hmm. And then as you travel, you will see a spectacular map of China where you can explore the biodiversity in China. And then leaving the forest, you will enter into the ocean, where you can take a submarine ride and watch a short video about the diverse life beneath the surface of the sea. You will also be attracted by a big wall graphic on the wall introducing the timeline of evolution. It shows the family tree of life and describes the evolutionary relationship among species through time. The Nature Lab is quite a new idea of developing an exhibition. When there's workshops, you have some close interaction with the visitors. We have workshops on various topics, such as life of fly flies, journey of seas, colorful nature. We can exchange ideas about the biodiversity closely during the workshop. But if there's when there's no workshop, we have set up some experimental equipment such as microscope, so that visitors can still doing some experiment to see the microscopic world, to see life in water, to see the scale of the butterfly rings, so that they will have some experience of working in a lab. The insect specimens are all real specimens. The plant specimens are all real specimens. We would like the visitors to appreciate the beauty of all different kind of species and the beauty of the nature.
If there's one message that you want your visitors to take away from this biodiversity gallery, what would it be?
The world's biodiversity is now under threat from many different issues, for example, wildlife crimes, spread of invasive species, loss of habitats, and all of this reducing the number of species and even lead to the extinction of species. We would like that visitors at least they appreciate that there's many different plants, animals, and even microorganisms in the world that are living harmony. We hope that we can live in harmony with each other. And we as a human, we are not. We also rely on biodiversity for many different things. For example, for food, for shelter, for fuel, for clothing, for medicines, and also raw materials, as well as economic needs and social benefits such as recreation, tourism, cultures, education, and research. And so we are interconnected, as you said, and we have to protect our earth, protect our biodiversity, try our best to make the earth healthy. Our next generation, they still have chance to see the beautiful nature of the earth.
Where can we find out more about this biodiversity gallery and all the workshops that you've just mentioned?
Yeah, information of the biodiversity gallery and the workshops you can find in our website, that is hk.science.museum/ms/bdg/. And information on the workshop you can find in the icon about the extension activities.